Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Amanda Kachuk from Castleview Hospital. We're going to be talking about Castleview's SANE program as well as their upcoming Sexual Assault Awareness Month Walk for Awareness. Amanda, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk for a second. We've had you in before, but for people who might not be familiar with it, what is the SANE program?
The SANE program is Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners that we do at the hospital. SANEs are Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners who perform specialty exams on people who have experienced trauma or assault. They are able to use that evidence and give that to the police department so that way a case can be built against that person who assaulted this individual.
And you know, this is a heavy topic, but it's a program that I'm very glad we have in our community because, right, you know, some places just aren't fortunate enough to have a program like SANE. So let's talk kind of just from getting in contact with you through the process. What does it look like for someone who needs or is in need of a SANE nurse?
So if you experience an assault and you need a nurse to come in and do an examination on you, you can either come directly to the emergency department or you can call. The reason I say call is because these are specialty trained nurses, we're not always there in the hospital. For instance, I may be at home, it may be 9 o'clock at night and you need me to come in. I'll come in, but I need to know first. So just give us a call, tell us that you're needing a SANE nurse and we can call and have someone meet you there.
And then if they want to get in contact, what number should they be calling?
The main number for the hospital. So that's 435-637-4800.
You know, as they get there, they bring in the specialty trained nurse. What can patients expect during the examination process?
The main thing to know is that you drive this exam. The moment you say no, we're done, we are done. There's no questions asked. We are very respectful during this exam. We make sure that you're comfortable or as comfortable as can possibly be. If you want a patient advocate, we can absolutely get a patient advocate there for you as well, so that way you're not by yourself.
And, you know, it's always nice to give the control back to the patient in this situation. They had everything ripped away
exactly
from them. So putting that back in their hands, that's something that I've really grown fond of with the SANE program, is that degree of control you give back to them. Now, in addition to this SANE program, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And for the first time ever, you guys are doing an event to kind of honor this occasion with a walk for awareness coming up on Wednesday, April 30th.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so let's talk about the walk. This is the first time we've ever done it, like we said. So what can people expect from this event?
Well, this is literally just a walk around the block. If you take a look at the Peace Gardens, you will notice that there are tons of teal ribbons with factoids around the trees down there. We have already wrapped the trees in teal, so that way you guys have got something to read. If you look at the businesses on Main Street, you're going to see lots of teal ribbons. You'll see lots of hashtag, you know, I'm with her, Denim Day Awareness, all sorts of things like that.
You know, I've walked around the Peace Garden, saw those, mm-hmm, and it's a little harrowing to see all these statistics. So that's what makes it even more important to raise awareness,
right,
for this cause and for the SANE program at the hospital. Now, as someone who's really hands-on in this SANE program, what do you think the biggest benefit in our community is from the SANE program?
The biggest benefit is going to be bringing that power back to the survivor. This person has already gone through a awful, harrowing event, and to be able to help them recover from this. And you've got to think, you know, that medical exam, that is the first step towards recovery. It's pretty powerful.
You know, it's something that, again, I think is totally for the benefit of the community, all the things you guys do there. And one more time for people who might not have heard us at the top of the interview, what's the best way to get in contact with the SANE program?
The best way to get in contact with the SANE program is either to come directly to the emergency department or to call the emergency department and tell them that you need a SANE exam.
Perfect. Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Not today. I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you present for this awareness walk.
Well, Amanda, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Amanda Kachuk with Castleview Hospital, and we were talking about the SANE program and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, namely the Walk for Awareness that'll happen on Wednesday, April 30th at 6:30 p.m. in the Price City Peace Gardens. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.